They'd be like, what it be like? Like, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Calvin Light My Way. Today, I just wanted to come to you guys with this quick, I'm going to say quick, podcast, you know, during this quarantine time. Season 2, episode, I don't know. Check the description. But really what I want to talk about was that the quarantine. During this time, a lot of us are frustrated. A lot of us are restless. A lot of us are bored, out of our minds, TikToking out of control, YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. My advice for families first, and then I'm going to go for the individual, the person that is in a business or starting a business, and then, you know, we'll go from there. But first, families that got kids. Hey, first off, we got to get creative, okay? If you have a yard, you have a backyard, get outside, get some fresh air. Have a little fun, play a little catch, football, frisbee, whatever. Like, just get outside, get active, stay active, exercise. Get outside, exercise in-home, exercise, group activities, board games, card games, you know. I know my daughter and my son, they are freaking addicted to these damn phones. So take the phones away at times so that you can actually get some interaction, some conversation, some fun, some play, okay? That's my biggest advice, play. Enjoy each other's company. Realize that this could be a good thing. All right. This world has been so disconnected and we have been so, you know, separated at times, kids in school, parents at work, that you don't really get to know each other. You don't get to enjoy each other's time. So take this time to, you know, say, I like to reintroduce myself, you know, learn each other, play with each other, have fun, you know, cut up. Enjoy yourselves. It takes me back to a story that I've told. It was when I was younger. About when I was younger, my brother and myself and my parents, you know, they didn't have the most, and you know, didn't have babysitters. So my parents would have a date night at home, and me and my brother would play the waiters, right, and the servers, while, you know, my parents would have their little date. We bring the food out, bring the drinks out, set them on the table. You know, they'll help us help them light the candles or so forth. And then, you know, we'll dip out in the room. And, you know, we'll play our little games or whatever. But we were a part of the situation. It was fun for us, right? You know, think outside the box, man. Have fun. Hone your craft. Hone your skills. I know my son, He likes drawing, and that was one of my things when I was younger. So guess what? Show him a little tricks of the trade, as we, you know, some drawing technique. Obviously, there's schoolwork and all that as well. But have fun. Think outside the box. Have fun. Think outside the box. Don't get so restless. And then, as well, you know, like I said, a lot of people TikToking out of control. Take some time to get with your kids to see what the hell's going on up there. I learned a couple of the dances, you know, participate. And you may be saying, that's not my thing. And it may not be, but it's your child's thing. And it's good for you to, I'm not going to say keep an eye on them, but be a part of it. Be a part of their life, you know what I mean? So that's my biggest advice for families. And, you know, hey, look at the plus. Don't look at the negatives. Look at the positive outcomes. Look at the time spent, the love shared, the conversations, you know, catch up on some shows together, whatever, and have conversations about the shows. Just don't watch the damn TV, you know, have conversations about storylines and what you think is going to happen next, you know, enjoy one another's company. But most importantly, get outside if you can. If you're in an area where you can, you got a backyard, you know, do that. Now, for the individual, for the person that may have found this cast, as I talk about business ventures and, you know, so forth, if you're at home, okay, it's kind of twofold. If you're single or you're you know, you don't have kids, You can take this time to grind it out. Easy work. Easy work. Grind it out. Get it in. Catch up. Set out your game plan for the week. Implement. Go through. Grind it out. Get it done. Like myself, you know, I got kids, but I've been putting off putting these damn ads up. You know what I mean? You know, ad spend get kind of expensive at times, and you know, working, you know, everything get kind of funny. So this what I've been doing all week. Working on my ads, cutting videos, editing videos, putting my ads out, sharing my podcast, sharing my Instagram, sharing my Facebook, you know, with a small amount of ads, just getting views, getting, you know, engagement, and figuring out what's my true target demographic. So get to work, grind it out, get on your business. If you're single, like I said, grind it out, but don't get overwhelmed, okay? Don't get overwhelmed with work that you neglect to connect. Cell phones still work. You still call your mom, check on your mom, check on your brother, your sisters, your family, your friends. Just check out, see, make sure everybody's good. Conversations, online church, fellowship, Skype, you know, have conversations, video chats, share, catch up, love one another, you know. But the most, this is the biggest thing. This is the bonus, the secret. Okay, I saw a post, might have been a meme actually, that said at this point in time it's almost like God has told us to take our ass in the room and think about what we did, because the entire world is being told to go in the house pretty much, right? And it's true. Now is the time for us to repent, to come to God. You know, ask for forgiveness, and in turn grow into the person that he set us out to be, becoming the best versions of ourselves. That's reading scripture, that's prayer, that's meditation, that's reading a book that's going to help you grow, that's going to help you be a better business person, that's going to be a better dad, a better mom. Read a book that's going to help you be a better communicator. You know, implement these communication skills. Try them out on the phone. Try them out in video. Work. Take this time as a time to make a power shift reset. A power shift reset. What we're going to do, we're going to shift where we're sending our direction, our power and direction, right? We're changing gears. We're going to change our gears, and we're going to shift into a state in which we can be more productive, that we can be better, that we can be stronger, that we can get done. You feel me? So, let's do that. Let's grind it out. This coronavirus, I hate the word pandemic. I mean, it makes me think about Walking Dead when I hear pandemic. Like, if it's like a 98% kill rate, you know, like, God dang, like, that's, hell, if it was a 40% kill rate, that's scary as hell. Not to discredit anybody that's lost somebody or is sick or in a high risk category, but we're a pandemic, it's just scary. I say this situation, this time, you know, this valley experience, let's look at it as an opportunity for us to get better. You know, get in the gym, your home gym, get up on your push-up game, you know, get on your curls, your weights, you know, I kickbox a little bit, I'm getting on the bag, you know, I'm staying fit, staying healthy. Take your vitamins, your supplements, stay healthy, guys. It boosts your immune system. We can do this. We're going to get through it. We're going to be fine. We just have to take the right precautions, you know, and, it's funny in a sense that the biggest thing that we can do is wash our damn hands. Let's think about that. Wash your hands. They be like, what it be like, you know, part two, all right? So, wash your hands. it's quite interesting when you think about it, that the biggest advice during this, what they're calling a global pandemic, I'm going to say this crazy virus, this situation, time of stress, time of dread and sadness, is to wash your hands. I'm driving down the street and I see signs talking about washing your hands. I go into school and I see in the kids' classroom, wash your hands, the daycares and so forth. You go into stores, you know, when you go to the bathroom, there's a sign, employees must wash their hands. What does that really tell you? There's a group of people that don't wash their hands. And obviously it's a large group of people because they're putting signs up in places for adults, for grown people. And that's weird to me. I understand it as a child, you know, you got little kids that's running around, they're outside, they're playing, et cetera, et cetera. You got to tell them, go wash your hands, you know, go wash your hands. You got to teach them, you got to train them. They don't know. But when you have a 40, 50, 30, 40, 50, 60 year old people that you have to tell to wash their hands, that speaks to a bigger problem. Germs have always been around us. Ailments have always been around us. I think the biggest help has been the little social distancing thing. But whenever the washing your hands, I mean, you got people buying soap that seem to have never bought soap before because they're buying so much of it. The truth of the matter is this. You're nasty. You're nasty. If you haven't been washing your hands when you come in the house, you haven't been washing your hands before you eat, if you haven't been washing your hands after you shaking someone else's hand, and then you go and you touch your face, or you touch, you know, food, or you prep stuff, you're nasty. I don't know if it's just me, you know, but that's always been number one. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. So please, my brothers, my sisters, my friends, I know. So washing your hands is a big deal. But it seems as if a lot, if not most people, do not wash their hands. So, tip for today. Step your game up on your hands washing. You know, take your vitamins, your supplements. My suggestions will be elderberry, vitamin C. I take B12 as well as a B compound, which turns your food, helps turn your food into vitamin C, which boosts your immune system, as well as a multivitamin. You know, if you're a man, multivitamin for man. If you're a woman, a multivitamin for woman. That will in turn boost your heart health, your immune system, and your cognitive function. And also another great one to take is fish oil. Fish oil is bomb. It helps coat your organs. So take a look into those. Take a look into those. Boost your immune system. Stay safe. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. And a great idea is if you have a car or vehicles and you have to do, you know, travel for groceries or whatever, get it done early. Get it done early. But put some hand sanitizer in your vehicle so that when you get out, you get back in, you can sanitize your hands to stay safe. Especially if you have to touch your face, sanitize before so. We're going to get through this. We're going to be good. We're going to be great. We will be better after it, because hopefully more people will think it's important to wash their hands, and we can, you know, navigate this world after the coronavirus. So till next time, be encouraged, be positive, be productive. Though God loves you, so do I. And if you can think it, you can believe it. Hey, trust me, you can achieve it if you're willing to do the work. Till next time, God bless. Choo-choo!